Last night we had the beautiful Easter Vigil. And the Easter Vigil starts off in darkness. The whole church is dark. And that represents the world without Christ. And then all of a sudden, the Easter candle is lit from the Easter fire. And that Easter candle pierces the darkness and enters into the church. And the holy deacon sings the light of Christ, lighting up the darkness. And then we have the Easter proclamation, the Exultet, where we sing the Easter candle's praises for being the light of Christ, shining in the darkness. And it struck me after that we have the seven different readings. They're all from the Old Testament, and it's the whole story of salvation history. And that one Easter candle is the only candle lit in the whole church. It's the only light. And it really kind of struck me that right there from the very beginning, from the creation of the world, from the creation of the plants and animals and man and woman, the second person of the Blessed Trinity was present. Christ was present. Then the readings go on from Abraham and his sacrifice of Isaac. And Christ was present. The Easter candle represents Christ. Then the time in Egypt when they were in captivity. And then they were freed by Moses, crossed the Red Sea, and they were free, symbolizing our freedom from captivity to sin, from sin. And Christ was present. And we hear about the time of the prophets and the kings and the judges. Christ was present. We hear about the Maccabean revolt, where they had to kick out the king and stand up for the Heavenly Father. And Christ was present. Those were the seven readings. And Christ was present in all that history. And then we hear the beautiful epistle where we hear about the suffering, death, and resurrection. That Christ become man to dwell among us. He's here present in the flesh on this earth. And then we hear the start of the church. That they see the empty tomb. You know, they were sad at first, Mary Magdalene. You know, she goes to anoint a dead body. She forgot about the promises of our Lord. And she goes. But then she encounters Christ. And she's full of joy. She goes to run back to the apostles. Peter and John run to the tomb. He's not there. He is risen. They can't contain their joy. And then from that beginning, from the knowledge of the resurrection, without the resurrection, our faith is dead. It's meaningless. But from that strength of the resurrection, what did they do? They went out and they started, founded on Christ, and given to Peter, founded on Peter, the rock. Christ gives his church, and the church is born. And then what does the church do for all of time? Bring forth the presence of Christ. Christ and the church are inseparable. They're like this. In the church, we have the same Christ who rose from the dead. Years ago. And now he is risen. He is here present with us in the flesh, in the church. Christ is risen from the dead. Christ has given us beauty. You know, beauty is a reflection of Christ. When we see beauty, what does it do? It lifts our minds and hearts to God. When we come into the church, what do? We experience beauty, right? The beauty of this beautiful church building, the beauty of the Easter lilies, the beauty of the smell of the incense and the bells and the candles. All these things lead us. Beauty leads us to Christ. We live in a world where beauty is being wiped away. Listen to the music of the day. It's full of anger. It's full of profanities. It's full of impurities. Or the movies and the TV, the internet, full of garbage. Profanities, immoralities, great acts of violence in the world, great acts of disrespect towards other people, terrible acts of sin. Is it any wonder, since we've forgotten about what beauty is, that we've lost Christ in the world? All those societies where all these things are prevalent, they're focusing on the darkness. But Christ came to dispel the darkness, to drive it out, to show what it is to live truly, to be the light in the darkness, shining brightly, to give people hope, to give people joy, to show what it means to love. He sacrificed himself for us and died on the cross for us. That's the message, the light, the beauty that we take to the whole world and dispel the darkness. What's beauty to God? Beauty is living a life of faith. When you're living a life of faith, You are beautiful before God. The greatest example of living the faith is her, the Blessed Virgin Mary, who when the apostles, when they were downtrodden after the resurrection, she strengthened the faith of the new church. She said her complete yes to Almighty God. She is our mother, who leads us to her glorious Son, where she is, our Lord is. Where do we experience that? In the Catholic Church. Christ is present in his church. So if he's truly present, there is nowhere else to go. It's in the church that we find strength and the grace from Almighty God himself to dispel the darkness, to live lives of peace and love and hope and joy and patience and all the great virtues that our Lord so wonderfully gave us and showed us. And then here at Holy Mass, we get to say, take that same Lord, risen from the dead, receive him in Holy Communion. Take him to the world. Be the light of Christ for the world, bringing people hope in a dark world, bringing people light. That's the message of Easter. The message of the gospel, the message of our faith, the message of the resurrection. We need to live this every single day, not just on Christmas and Easter. That's a blasphemy to God. That's saying I'm only going to live my faith when I want to, when it's convenient. No, we need to live it every Sunday, every holy day. We come to experience our Lord and his peace. This is what we need in the world. We can't just do it 2 days a year. We need him every single day of our lives. Christ, he is our hope. He is our joy. He is our love. He is everything. Be beautiful before God. Live a life of faith. Come to Holy Mass every Sunday, every holy day. Participate in the sacraments, confession. Last night we had baptism and confirmations. You know, first Holy Communion is the light dispelling the darkness. Think of the beautiful lives of faith that went before us. The Blessed Virgin Mary, all these angels and saints that we have before us. Some of them being martyrs, laying down their life in the face of darkness. What did they say? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the forgiveness of sins. They didn't let the darkness overcome the light. They didn't let the darkness overcome their fear. Or, not their fear, but their love of God. And they were willing to lay down their lives. So do we do that? That's our great example. That's being beautiful before God. To be the light in the darkness. to stand up for our faith, to live a life of faith, even when it's convenient, or maybe we don't feel like it, to stand up for it, and take that leap of faith like the saints before us, and God will give you the help and the strength. That's his promise. I am with you always until the close of the age, he says. So this Easter, may we recommit ourselves to our faith. If we haven't been practicing it, now is the time. Because a time will come when he will judge the living and the dead, and then it will be too late. What will we say to the Lord? And now is the time of faith. Now is the time of mercy. How beautiful it is that next week, the octave day of this beautiful day of Easter, is the great gift of Divine Mercy Sunday, where our Lord says to come to me, all you who are burdened and are labored, I will give you rest. Run to my mercy. It doesn't matter how dark your sins are. Come to me. Repent. Go and sin no more. This is the type of grace that flows from Easter Sunday. This is our faith. Live it. Love it. Be beautiful before the eyes of God. Let the light of your faith shine in your heart. Take him to the world and bring all people to the risen Savior. Alleluia, alleluia.